Welcome back to Speaking of Create. Thank you all for your support and keep supporting by rating in whichever platform you are listening from. You can also go to the link in the description to rate and review the podcast. For daily updates and views, follow the links in the description. Test cricket was at its best. If victory in the second test in Melbourne was excellent, the amazing rear guard action in Sydney to draw the third test with injuries, both physically and mentally, is outstanding. It all started with the injuries to Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja in India's first innings. The controversies grew as India was subjected to racial abuse by some Sydney crowd. Fast bowlers Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah reported to the team management and match officials that they were abused in the name of race. Play was halted on day 4 when the crowd again had some words to Siraj. This time he immediately reported to the captain and the umpires, and 6 people were pulled out from the crowd immediately. Siraj was brave enough to respond and call it out then and there. Day 5 started and the win for Team India looked unlikely after losing skipper Ajinkya Rahane early. After playing himself in, Rishabh Pant counter-attacked and formed a great partnership with Cheteshwar Pujara. At one point, it looked like Pant is going for India's win until he got out on 97. Pujara was rock solid and stood like a wall for 205 deliveries before getting dismissed. Win and draw looked faint after these 2 quick wickets. Until Hanuma Vihari and Ravichandran Ashwin put up a great fighting partnership even though they are injured and in pain. But honestly, India played with a lot of injuries. On the final day, Pant, Vihari and Ashwin played not only with grit but also with lot of painkillers. Injuries are a huge concern for already injured squad. They lost too many players in this series. Kohli left for parental leave. Shami, Umesh, KL Rahul got injured and went back home. Ishant and Bhuvaneshwar already missed out with injuries. Now before the final test and the final match of the tour, Jadeja, Bumrah, Vihari are injured and out. We are not sure about Ashwin and Mayank Agrawal. It is like whoever are fit and whomever the captain and the coach sees before the match are in the playing 11. The good thing about this series is that after the 36 all out, many people many times wrote India off, and every time they came back strongly and answered. So you should never write this team and these players off. Brisbane and the Gabba is the fortress for the home side, and Australia had never lost a test match since 1988. So it will be even more difficult for Rahane and co to beat them there. Meanwhile, the world is busy with the controversies of Tim Payne and Steve Smith. While Payne came out and apologized for sledging Ashwin and behaving poorly, he and Justin Langer supported Smith for making guard while Pant was batting. The world is divided with the Smith issue, and although it's his mannerism or routine, he should not have come near the batting crease while fielding and did what he did. Cricket experts, former players, world media and social media are putting a lot of pressure on both the players now, and Tim Payne's captaincy is under questioning. The final test should be more interesting, and if somehow India manages to win, it will be an outstanding achievement. That is all for today's episode. See you in the next one. Until then, stay safe, take care, and keep smiling.